This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A new report says there's more empty office space in downtown Denver as more companies make remote work a permanent option. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has more.
Real estate services company CBRE says about a quarter of office space downtown is vacant. The report notes business leaders are reluctant to sign new leases until they figure out what their remote work rules will be. Offices in suburban areas are faring better because commuting to these areas is easier, according to the report. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Easter Sunrise service was back at Red Rocks yesterday. The service was canceled the past 2 years because of the pandemic. Thousands of people gathered on the famous stone steps to watch the sunrise and celebrate Easter. Several Jewish groups in Colorado are marking Passover with a community meal today focused on food insecurity. Alana Wenick is with the Colorado chapter of the Jewish group Repair the World. She says Passover is a time for people to remember themes around justice, renewal, and freedom.
But we're also reminded to stand up for those who still face that oppression, including those in our society who are facing food insecurity.
Wenick says the traditional Seder meal invites people to open their doors and come together to eat. And today's meal also has discussions about how to help Coloradans feed their families. An Army colonel at Colorado's Fort Carson is retiring from the service to run a food bank. The Gazette reports Garrison Commander Nathan Springer will lead the Care and Share food bank for Southern Colorado. Care and Share distributes food to nearly 300 pantries across 31 counties. Springer starts his new job in late July. Colorado Springs and Metro Denver have a sunny day. Highs close to 70 this afternoon. It'll be up around 80 tomorrow. Grand Junction near 80 today. Mountain highs in the 50s and staying sunny and getting a little warmer all through this week. This is CPR News and KRCC.